time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Concerns have been raised that rough sleepers will be pushed into unfamiliar suburbs outside of Auckland CBD following government minister's consideration of new measures. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith says he had been tasked with making sure police were equipped to halt public disorder. When questioned explicitly about the ban, he said, "We're working our way through those issues. When we've got something to announce, we'll announce that." As well as this, the Regulatory Standards Bill has passed its second reading in Parliament, having seen a few changes made to the bill in the Select Committee process. The bill, having received 156,000 public submissions, almost 99% in opposition to the bill, is controversial. Constitutional experts and critics of the bill have expressed concerns that the amendments do not address its failings, and the ideological way it has been written means that if passed, the bill will have a lasting impact. The bill also lacks references to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I spoke to him about both of these topics. How does the ACT Party view these measures currently being considered?
Well, it begs the fundamental question. Why are these people on our streets? Why don't they have a home to go to? And if they don't, and that is one of the major issues that is causing their lives to spiral out of control, the need for a home, then we need to build homes for them. We can engage community housing providers to do that because they also provide wraparound health and mental health and addiction services. We need to get these people a place to go, but they cannot be on our streets because rough sleepers do make the city feel less safe. People in town are being abused. They're being forced to step around bodily fluids as people who are half naked. They're openly using drugs on the street. I have witnessed people fighting and lots of other really, really outrageous behaviour over many, many years. It's got worse and worse. I managed a number of civil construction contracts in the CBD, particularly around the Cairo precinct over many years. And, even 10 or 12 years ago, while there were incidents and there were some people, it's nothing like what we have now. And so it is time to address it, but address it in a way that is not just about moving people on. There have to be solutions for these people. And, Joel, there have to be solutions that these people are required to accept, because unless there's some tension on them, they're just going to come back because the streets for many are actually part of their social life, whether that's something that gets talked about. It appears to be one of the driving reasons that they do come back.
A lot of services targeted at supporting those rough sleeping are based in the CBD. Are you concerned that if a move like this goes ahead, it would make it borderline impossible for rough sleepers previously in the CBD to receive this help?
Well, I'm sure that service providers can go to where the people are. I mean, it's not just because they have an office in the CBD doesn't mean that their outreach is limited to the CBD. But maybe we could flip this around. If we said that, look, we're investing billions and billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded infrastructure like City Rail Linked, we're building these beautiful precincts like Britomart, Altair, like around Karangahape, and we actually want businesses to come and open up there and employ people. We want people to be living there in new residential apartments that are going to be built. We're going to have to do something to reduce the risk that rough sleepers cause to people coming and going. And, when I think about what this opportunity is, if we can provide those services to them in a place that is actually more affordable to deliver those services and with more options for working in the community, maybe that's a better thing to do. We can have it all, right? We can have a much improved, much safer CBD, and these people can get services. This is not a zero-sum game here.
ACT Party leader David Seymour, according to RNZ, was a little bemused on the topic when asked about it. Despite discussions of these measures still being in their very early stages, would the ACT Party like conversations like these to better include the party and even the government's other coalition partner, New Zealand First?
Well, I doubt David was bemused. David is the MP for Epsom, and you know he will be well aware of the problems that rough sleeping is causing for business districts. But then you look at Newmarket, for example. You know, they have engaged their own private security service to police Newmarket to manage behaviour, and actually it's a much safer environment where you know people can come and go shopping, lots of schoolies coming in before and after school on their way to and from home. It is a much safer environment in Newmarket in David Seymour's electorate than it is just up the road in Chloe Swarbrick's Central Auckland electorate, where you know there is very little policing, there is very little security. And when I talk to people who have actually moved their entire consultancies, entire practices out of the K Road Pitt Street precinct because their staff say it's, we don't feel it's safe to come to work here, and I know they've shared that with David. So I would, you know, what I would say is that of course ACT likes to be consulted, but we are thinking about these things as well.
Moving on to the next topic, the Regulatory Standards Bill has passed its second reading in Parliament. How does the ACT Party feel about the bill passing the second reading?
Well, very pleased, because if we think about what good regulation means to New Zealanders, it's like good financial or good tax policy. It has to serve all Kiwis when we make laws. And if we think about laws like the earthquake strengthening laws that were first passed in 2016, if we had a regulatory standards test to apply to those laws, and the answer came back to say, well, you might save two or three lives every 10,000 years at a cost of billions, maybe you know, the government of the day wouldn't have passed those laws, which have cost billions and billions of dollars to implement. They mean that historic and heritage and other perfectly suitable buildings for occupation are either empty or falling into ruin. And we should never have passed those laws. David Seymour and ACT was the only MP in Parliament to vote against them. Now we have a piece of legislation that applies the same intellectual rigour that David and the ACT Party apply to every piece of legislation that we're faced with.
What amendments have been made to the bill following the select committee process?
Well, I wasn't involved in that process, Joel, so I'm not over all of the amendments. But what I do know is that submitters who were concerned about aspects of the bill, such as the lack of giving effect to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi, they're probably not going to be satisfied with where it's landed. But what the legislation is intended to do and what it will do, and I understand it will be passing, it's will be up for third reading this week, is actually say, hey, there's got to be a test. When a government wants to apply laws to private property owners or to business, or you know, even things around who should wear a life jacket, for example, in a boat, there has to be a test of is this law going to work as intended? Will the benefits outweigh the costs? And you know, if it is an impact on private property owners, what should the state do to minimise those impacts? And if necessary, actually provide for some relief for people subject to them. And we're going to apply very similar policies to the new resource management system that's coming in, because you know, if the government or councils are going to make laws, make rules that affect your property, how you can use it, and you know, the wider public benefits, you know, we think about heritage, we think about landscape, for example, then there's a case to be made. Wider public benefit, why should the private person or the business pay all the cost of that? Let's think about regulatory relief in those circumstances too. We're on the right track with this stuff.
Public submissions to the bill were vastly unpopular, with 98.7% voicing their opposition to it. Is this bill the best fit for the country, at least with these 156,000 public submissions in mind?
Well, look, pretty much anything that David Seymour and the ACT Party propose, you could probably get 156,000 people to get upset about and write in about. But it doesn't change the fact that the regulatory standards legislation is the right legislation for the right reasons. It will benefit all New Zealanders by forcing those who seek to make laws and impose rules on Kiwis to actually face up to the costs and benefits of doing it. Because at the moment, if a politician wakes up one morning, hears something on the radio that upsets them, you know, they can go and make an announcement, and the next thing you know, we've got legislation being developed and passed which doesn't necessarily actually address a real problem. If it does address a problem, We don't really know if the benefits of this legislation, these new laws, are going to outweigh the costs, and no real consideration about how it impacts on private property owners and businesses, because unless we look after their interests, why would they invest and why would they employ people? So there may have been a lot of written submissions against it, but in the end, you know, like most of the things that we need Parliament to do, this is going to be greatly improved system for making laws, making sure Kiwis get the benefit of their taxpayer dollars.
All opposition parties have indicated they will repeal the bill if it is passed into law, if they get into government. Is this a concern for the party at this current stage?
Well, I think it should be a concern for voters and taxpayers, because when you've got parties in Parliament saying that they are not prepared to subject their own policies and their own legislation proposals to a basic test, will the law work, will the benefits outweigh the costs, and is there an impact on private property owners and business, then Kiwis should be worried about a potential government formed by the opposition parties. I mean, if these people actually don't care whether the laws they pass work, then you know, people shouldn't trust them with their votes.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the potential changes banning rough sleeping in the Auckland CBD and the Regulatory Standards Bill passing its second reading.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.